Good afternoon. Thank you for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I'm sorry, did you say CJ or TJ or?
C as in cat.
Got it. Thank you, CJ. I called yesterday looking to speak with Phil Avery. He never called me back yesterday, so I'm trying again today.
Okay. And I do know that Phil currently is not available at this time, but is there something that I might be able to assist you with? And I can probably review the notes as well.
Maybe, and I have no issue with talking with you about this, but I do like the aspect of having the same person
Continuing with the
on it.
same person.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do you know if he will become available again or if he's a
Yes.
different?
So he will be available, I would say after 1:30.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and just mention to you super quick. I called yesterday about two things. Monday, the construction crew showed up and they did their stuff outside running the fiber to my home.
Okay.
And they did mention that somebody would have been back out that same day to put the box on the side of the building, the side of the house, for the fiber. And it was such funny timing because pretty much like as soon as I was done, I think it was Abigail yesterday, I
Yes.
was speaking to, and as soon as I got off the phone with her, they showed up and they put that box right on the side of the building. So that's all set, that's all addressed. So just wanted to give a quick heads up to that. But the main thing I was calling about is I made a request to Phil in terms of getting some sort of discount off of my monthly rate, monthly bill, whatever the case may be, just due to the shit show that this installation has been so far. That this originally started back on early August. I want to say August the 5th is when I first started this here with you guys, and I'm sure you got a calendar. You can see that today is September 19th.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a while. It's been quite a journey for me here with our top fiber. So I thought that was a fair ask. And I made that ask, I would say about a week or so ago. And I did tell Phil, no rush or anything, but I didn't think that no rush would turn into, hey, take
Over
as
a
long as you
day.
need and feel free
Yeah.
not to get. And I'm not trying to badmouth Phil because Phil's been kind of the shining light for me in this whole ordeal. So I do
Oh, absolutely.
appreciate
He's a great
him.
person.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I understand because I work in the same kind of, not the same
Field.
exact business, but customer service, taking care of customers and all that kind of jazz. So it's kind of the shoe on the other foot for myself. And I apologize for, being upset, but I kind of feel like I'm within my right to be, but,
Oh,
neither here
absolutely.
nor there. But again, my main thing is, just getting some sort of compensation or some sort of discount on my monthly bill due to this, and yeah, that's essentially it, long and short.
Absolutely. And do you mind providing me with your name, please? Just so I can pull up the
Sure.
account.
Sorry about that. First name Matt, last name Prescott, and I am on 2 Cottonwood Circle in Saugerties, New York.
Perfect.
Is your guys' call center down there in the Tech City where you guys are
Yes.
headquartered?
We are
Gotcha.
headquartered in Tech
Cool.
City.
Yes. That's cool. I used to work in that building where you guys are situated way back when there was a different call center there. But yeah, no, cool. Double checking.
Okay, and I'm currently reviewing some of the notes just to see what's listed here. Just bear with me.
Of course, take it down.
All right, so I'm reviewing the notes. I don't really see too much in here about it, but I do see that yes, we did have the installs, that was a little while ago, actually.
Oh my goodness. It was like the first time you guys came out, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to need to reschedule. We're not right. I'm like, okay, no big deal. And I rescheduled, and then nobody showed up for the second one. And then the third time they showed up, the construction crew was asking me where the fiber was. Like, I work for them and I told them to come out here or anything like that. And after that, I think that's kind of when I linked up with Phil, because it was just really annoying that it took until the third appointment being scheduled to be like, oh yeah, there's no fiber here for us to run it to the house, and we need to do that first. It took to the third time for that to even become, a blip on the radar sort of thing. So it's just been very, very frustrating.
Absolutely, and I can understand how frustrating that would be, especially if you had to take time off of work, to be able to.
Absolutely. And that's what I did last time, but it was a really nice day out, so I got to enjoy the nice day at least. I
At
couldn't be that
least.
mad about it, so.
Yeah. So I've actually pushed it up the chain of command so that they can actually go into it. They are reviewing it at the moment, so I am basically at their mercy. I do apologize for that.
No, it's all good, but my thing is, I'm a customer, and I hate to throw that around, throw my
No,
weight
of
around in that regard.
course.
But at the end of the day, I made this request. I think it is a valid request, in my opinion, based on what has happened so far. And I don't understand why the delay. Is this like such a head scratcher for those people up top? They're like, I don't know. Is this really worth it? Do we want to keep this guy as a customer? I don't know.
I don't think
And
that's really the issue. I think it's more of like the protocols that we go through.
right, but then that's a question of those protocols.
Absolutely.
Is this beneficial for your customers to be in limbo for this amount of time while you guys go through your policies and procedures that are just gumming up the works? You guys need to be nimble to a degree in making these sort of decisions in a timely manner, or else you're going to lose customers. But I'm not here to sit here and be like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that.
No,
I
of
just want to get an
course.
answer. That's all.
Yeah, absolutely. So, let me go ahead and grab your phone number just to make sure that I have it correct in the system.
845-681-3119.
Okay.
Probably have my email there, which is okay to email me there too. I mean, I get a lot of your guys' marketing stuff. I just don't get anything else beyond that. But mttprscttt@gmail.com. Just my first name, last name without the vowels
Yep.
@gmail.com.
Perfect.
So you guys can always reach
And I
me
do
there
have
too, you
that
know?
on file, so that is perfect.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, if
All
anything,
righty.
would you like us to give you a call back today?
I would just love an answer in regards to this. But yeah, I'd love some sort of communication, even if you guys don't have an answer, which my hope is that before my service starts, which I imagine is going to be set for Friday, because that's when the installation is scheduled for right now. I'd be
Yes.
hoping I'd have an answer before then.
Yes, because we do have you set for install tomorrow at 10 a.m.
One other quick, super quick billing question. So I
Sure.
imagine my billing won't start until the installation is done or something to that
Correct.
effect, or
So
okay.
go starting based on day of install.
And that's really what I was aiming to get an answer for, because, obviously I have no issue paying and whatnot, but it's kind of like the principle of the matter. I'm hoping to get an answer before I even start this service. But yeah, anything that you can do there for me, and I apologize, you did say CJ, right?
Yes, CJ.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for all your help today, CJ. I really do
Oh, of
appreciate it. I
course.
appreciate you listening. I try not to be not that
No, that's
customer.
understandable. And from one
But
customer
yeah.
service rep to another customer service, I mean, we both work in the
Yeah.
same field and we both understand, what we want for our companies and, how we want to present ourselves. So I completely understand that.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. And I hope that it gets easy and hopefully tomorrow's the final issue of install and then nothing after that. You'll have
That's my
your
hope.
internet and you'll be all set.
Awesome. Well, I do appreciate that, and appreciate the conversation. And I'll be looking out for some communication later today, hopefully.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate it. And thank you for calling Archtop. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll definitely speak to you soon.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks.